seven richest countries in the world. Now them have a little need, and them a plan to keep and oppress the poor. So them have a little need, but when them thing goes another way. Oh, when them thing goes another way. Oh, did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find poor countries there. Because of capitalist greed, revolution seems to be the only play. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and reason. Cause when them meet and tingle the people way, one day them dead again, not dead again. A small price to be paid. They think them hurt feeling, no one can touch them. Them have the next thing coming. But when them think them thing go the people way, one day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead. When them think them thing goes another way.
Greetings, greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. This is for the recording date of Sunday, July the 14th, 2013. All right, Abraham. So when the night overshadowed him, he saw a star, and he said, meaning Abraham, is this my Lord? So when it set, he said, I love not the setting ones. Oh man, what heavy, heavy symbolism. So he sees he's overshadowed by the power and magnificence and knowledge and wisdom of the Most High, rooted in the scientific study of the universe. And so in this state of consciousness, he sees a star, he sees science, he sees knowledge and wisdom and understanding. He sees the principle of justice as well as freedom and equality. He sees all of these realities, but focusing on that star in particular, he asks himself a question. Is this, meaning the star, is this my Lord? L-O-R-D is the word Lord. Now, the word Lord in the African Hebrew language is Jehovah. Sometimes you hear Yahweh or Yahovah. So I say Yahweh, Yahovah. This means the existing one. 3068 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. What are you saying, Abraham? You want to get to the origins of the universe. You, Abraham, the father of the multitudes, the chief of the multitudes, you want to get to the origins of life, the origins of existence. That scientific word that defines existence and life is Yahweh, Yahovah. This African Hebrew word created by the African Hebrew scientists, prophets, and sages. Yahweh, Yahovah. In Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to Yahweh Yahovah as begetting and conceiving, because life, existence, gave birth to life and existence. No life without begetting. No life without conceiving. Existence and life is our father and our mother. Who can argue with that? Western scientists who give us the Big Bang theory, who give us various aspects of knowledge and wisdom and understanding, who give us various aspects of the scientific study of the universe, but they disconnect that scientific study from the African scientists who gave us all of this science. Study Africa, study Egypt, Kemet, study Nubia, study Ethiopia, Kush, study the Dogon, study the Twa, study these African ancestors who gave us all of that which you today and the scientists today refer to as the study of the atom, A-T-O-M, which is a variation of the Adam in your scripture, which is the study of the Po and the Po-To in the Dogon, who gave us our science of quantum physics and quantum mechanics and the study of the atom and how the atom holds the universe within itself, all of the compartments found in this most infinitesimal particle called the atom, image of the universe and image of the origins of the universe, Yahweh Yahovah, life and existence that gave birth to the atom in scripture called the Christ, the image of the creator and the image of the creation, and man and woman are the image of the creator, an image of the creation, atom spiraling as invisible light and sound and manifesting into physical properties that we can see as the known universe. This scientific reality and scientific study of the material universe and the material world. Abraham wants to understand and know the scientific root of the universe that is found in this word, Yahweh Yahovah, the existing one, the living one. Let's look up the definition of existing. The word existing is defined as to have actual being, to be real, to have life, to live even at a minimal level, to be present. And this reminds me, let me hit that root word to Yahovah. 1961 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. Hayah or Hayah, it means to be, to become, to come to pass, to exist, to happen, to fall out, to occur, to take place. See, Abraham couldn't stop at the physical star. Abraham is looking to go after that reality that caused the coming into being and existence of all reality. That scientific understanding of cause and effect. The first law of science is the reality of cause and effect. The material universe are various aspects of the effects. The star here is an effect. Abraham wants to understand the cause of the effect. Abraham represents that scientific study of the material world, the material universe, the material effects that give us the understanding of the cause of the effects that are referred to. The cause is referred to as God and Goddess, or the cause can be referred to as great intelligence or supreme intelligence. That cause of all of these effects can be referred to as Allah, Ilah, Yahweh, Yahovah. All manner of words and names, the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere refer to this cause as the Great Spirit. The Great Father Spirit and the Great Mother Goddess Spirit, Grandfather Spirit and Grandmother Spirit. All of these words used to describe the cause that is given to us here as Yahweh Yahovah, and the root to Yahovah is Hayah, because we're talking about that cause that has caused all to come into existence and being and has caused all to happen. The root to that is Hava 1933, to fall, to be, to become, to exist, to happen. And I'm looking at this system that destroys and crushes human beings, making it so that we cannot become all that the Most High desires for us to be and to become. Abraham is seeing all of this reality. Another definition. 1961, am I back to where I was? 1961, Hava, to cause, to come into being, to desire. The word Ava, 183, Hebrew side, to desire, to incline, to covet, not in a bad sense, but in a good sense, to wait longingly, to wish, to sigh, to want, to be greedy, not in a bad sense, but to prefer, to desire, to crave food and drink, to desire, to long for, to lust after, not in an evil sense, but bodily appetites. All of this goes into our consciousness, our spirit, mind, body, and soul, causing us to want life, to crave life, and all that is attached to life. And so, to desire food and drink. Why? Because we need to live. This principle of life and existence is that which is driving the human family. But we are coming against wicked ruling class and ruling families that have turned all of this reality on its head into an evil system that desires exorbitantly greater and more than they should, which causes warfare and bloodshed and death and hell and destruction. But we want to get in tune with life in a positive sense, desire life for all, to incline ourselves or join ourselves onto life, to wish life for all, to desire life for all, to desire that the bodily appetites, food, drink, sustenance, land, wealth, resources, knowledge, wisdom, understanding. We crave all of this. We need all of this. And we should not want more than that which we need. This is what Abraham is seeing. Abraham is causing us to understand that the world that we live in have given us science, have given us knowledge and wisdom and understanding, but in a truncated manner, in a disconnected manner from the principles of life, from the principles of existence for all. Recall, sisters and brothers, that the word L-O-R-D comes from, in this sense, comes from titles given to Caesar. They who constructed the Quran, after taking down the dictates through Prophet Muhammad, understood that Rome was the empire, and Caesar had the title of Lord and Savior and bringer of civilization and peace to the world and Son of God. But Prophet Muhammad and the Muslims understood that Caesar was a killer. Caesar was a colonizer. The Roman Empire were killers. The Roman Senate were made of killers, and they who destroyed life. So we can't look to Caesar. We can't look to Rome. We cannot look to the Roman Senate and those who do the bidding of Satan. They have given us science. They have given us schools of religion and secular knowledge, but they have disconnected that knowledge and wisdom and that science and technology from the principles of life and repackaged it and given it to us in the system of death and hell and destruction for ourselves and life for themselves. But Abraham is saying, no, I love not the setting ones. Setting, this system, this civilization is setting. It is as the sun is setting. It is as the star that is setting. This is not the sun rising or the star rising or the moon rising. This is the sun and moon and star that is setting. Abraham is giving prophecy, prophetic voice to a civilization and a system that is going out, away, setting, going down forever, never to come again. Abraham is showing us to look at Rome as a prophecy for the modern day Rome that is Washington, D.C., that is London, that is Vatican City. Vatican City, located in Italy, Rome and Italy, giving us a religion that is not based on the scientific reality of the Most High and the scientific study of sun, moon, stars, and planets and the material universe. London, they who have the economic system on worldwide lockdown, the House of Rothschild running the international banking system. But this is not God and Goddess economics. This is not economics based on sound scientific principle, meaning that you provide an economy for all equally, so that all may access the worldwide economy equally, that all may exist and partake equally in existence and in living and existing and being and becoming all that the Most High desires for us to be. So that must go out. That is the setting one. Vatican City and London and Washington, D.C., the military aspect of this no good, rotten, wicked system, this Babylon system, this synagogue of Satan that you read of in the book of Revelation is setting. This group of puppets who claim Christianity, claim Judaism, claim Islam, claim Hinduism, Buddhism, claim communism, claim capitalism, claim these words such as democracy. Some of them claim to be naturalists and claim to adhere to principles that we find among the indigenous. But these elites, these puppets, these kings and queens, these presidents and prime ministers, these that do the bidding of the house of Rothschild and Oppenheimer, these are the setting ones. These are they who have rooted themselves in a system that is on its way out. This is what Abraham is teaching us. I was listening to President Barack Obama today talk and give a speech about his vision for the future of America, the United States of North America. He talked about jobs being created. He talked about the building of infrastructure. He talked about the elimination of bipartisanship, fighting between Republicans and Democrats. But he said a couple of things that we must talk about for a few minutes here. He talked about how America in the future must compete with others as far as education. He talked about providing education for kindergartners and whatnot, preschoolers. But did he talk about the reality that education through college is beyond the reach of many? Did he talk about the destruction on the elementary and high school level of teachers and teachers' unions, destruction of districts and school districts, closing down of public schools, and the privatization of schools, making it so that the numbers of schools dwindles and that you have young teachers who will do the bidding of the system, who are not looking to be paid like the older teachers, so they can be manipulated and fashioned in the shape of this wicked system. You have the collapse of public schools and the destruction of education and the privatization of education, and education now being run by multinational corporations and corporations who do not want to see the masses really educated. You have on a college level student loans driving students into perpetual debt. You have the fighting in Congress and Senate over whether or not to make it so that students do not suffer usury. Our beautiful sister Elizabeth Warren creating a bill that would give college students access to student loans that are the equivalent of the bank loans to multinational corporations, which is 0.7% or near that number. We know that education is a human right in the scripture. We understand that all that a human being needs to live and be and happen and come into full and complete existence as a god and a goddess here and now on this earth, a child of the Most High, all should be seen as a human god goddess right. President Obama didn't go far enough in his commentary because he is yet a puppet to these wicked forces and wicked powers that are the setting ones. He further said that America will remain a superpower We know the prophecies. We know that there shall be no more superpowers in the kingdom of God, queendom of Goddess in heaven here and now on this earth. What do we think that it means when it says in scripture that Christ is one? No more male, no more female, no more Greek, no more Jew, no more slave, no more slave master, no more oppressed, no more oppressor. These distinctions will be no longer in existence because all will be one and all will have equal access to life and all that is attached to life, all that is attached to the universe, equal access to all that is attached to the earth, land, wealth, resources, knowledge, wisdom, overstanding, health care. All will be healthy. All will have equal access because we will see each other as sisters and brothers and human beings and gods and goddesses and friends and companions and loved ones. No more poor and rich, no more impoverished and wealthy, no more slave and slave master, because these realities will be abolished. He also said that, let me recall that now. Oh man, I can't remember the other portion that he said. Well, let's just keep moving. So we are talking about how the puppets cause us to yet believe in this system. But this is a system that is setting. This is a system that is on its way out. And Barack Obama is using language that will cause us to yet believe in a system that is on its way out and is setting. No more superpowers. No more of that. No more you rule over that one and that one rules over this one and House of Rothschild rule over everyone. This star is setting. These lords are setting. We are looking to the Lord as the Most High Father and Mother, existence, life for all. In verse 78, then when he saw the moon rising, he said, "Is this my Lord?" So when it set, he said, "If my Lord had not guided me, I should certainly be of the erring people." I wonder if there is the word moon in the Bible. Yes. The word moon in the Old Testament, African Hebrew language, found under the number 3394, Yerayak. It means moon. It is a masculine noun in the African Hebrew language. The moon shall shine. The moon, a month. Oh, yes. Yerak, the month. 3391. I'm reminded of something, sisters and brothers. A month, a lunar cycle. The science of the moon, the science of the sun, the science of stars. Yeah. Solar science associated with the sun. Lunar science associated with the moon. Astral science associated with the stars. And there was a definition concerning the moon that had to do with renewing. And I can't find, can I find it? I can't find it right now, but there was a definition associated with the moon that had to do with renewal and renewing. So we have a science associated with this civilization that does give us a portion of this renewal reality, science of renewing, but is disconnected from the science of existence and life for all. This civilization giving us a science associated with lunar, associated with astral, associated with solar, associated with the scientific study of the universe and the material universe and the world, but disconnected from Africa, disconnected from the Most High, disconnected with the principles of life and existence for all. Therefore, it is a renewal that is based really on death, hell, and destruction for you and me, the poor, the working class, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, and only renewal for them, the wicked ruling class and ruling families, the modern day Caesars, but not fullness renewal, because you cannot create a system of death and hell and destruction for others and not suffer from that creation yourself. Let's take our last break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.